massive protostars in a protocluster, a multi-scale ALMA view of G35.20 to 0.74n, by Yi-Chin Zhang et al. We present a detailed study of the massive star-forming region G35.2 to 0.74n with ALMA 1.3 mm multi-configuration observations. At 0.2 inches, 4400 resolution, the continuum emission reveals several dense cores along a filamentary structure, consistent with previous ALMA 0.85 mm observations. At 0.03 inches, 660 resolution, we detect 22 compact sources, most of which are associated with the filament. Four of the sources are associated with compact centimeter continuum emission, and two of these are associated with H30 alpha recombination line emission. The H30 alpha line kinematics show ordered motion of the ionized gas, consistent with disk rotation and/or outflow expansion. We construct models of photoionized regions to simultaneously fit the multi-wavelength free-free fluxes and the H30 alpha total fluxes. The derived properties suggest the presence of at least three massive young stars with nascent hypercompact HII regions. Two of these ionized regions are surrounded by a large rotating structure that feeds two individual disks, revealed by dense gas tracers, such as SO2, H2CO, and CH3OH. In particular, the SO2 emission highlights two spiral structures in one of the disks and probes the faster rotating inner disks. The 1-2CO emission from the general region reveals a complex outflow structure, with at least four outflows identified. The remaining 18 compact sources are expected to be associated with lower mass protostars forming in the vicinity of the massive stars. We find potential evidence for disk disruption due to dynamical interactions in the inner region of this protocluster. The spatial distribution of the sources suggests a smooth overall radial density gradient without subclustering, but with tentative evidence of primordial mass segregation. This was Massive Protostars in a Protocluster, a multi-scale ALMA view of G35.20 to 0.74n, by Yi-Chin Zhang et al.